This next story is also about someone with Russia connections who went back after honing his skills here in the U.S. Here's Charles Maines in Moscow.
It was nearly 10 years ago, back in the summer of 2008, that a certain junior senator from Illinois arrived in Berlin to a rock star reception.
And thank you to the people of Germany.
And there, somewhere among the crowd that day of nearly a quarter of a million people, was Vitaly Shklarov, a native of Belarus who'd moved to Germany for his studies. Vitaly says he was mesmerized by Barack Obama, or as mesmerized as he could be, given that he didn't understand a single word. See, Vitaly didn't speak English back then.
Zero. It was just optics. I didn't even understand. I was just like, wow, I got infected.
Vitaly describes a collision of worlds in his head that day. Watching the charismatic rising star of the Democratic Party, he couldn't help but contrast Obama with the gray politicians he'd seen back home in Belarus and as a kid growing up in the Soviet Union.
So just imagine you grew up listening to some brainwashed communist crap on TV. And then, you know, like, what's happening? Well, why does my country not have politicians or ideas like this? It's all Obama's fault.
In other words, says Vitaly, thanks, Obama. Inspired by that Berlin speech, Vitaly eventually made his way to the U.S., where he signed up as a volunteer for President Obama's 2012 re-election campaign.
I believe in you. I need you to keep believing in me. I want to finish the job. And if you're willing to stand with me and make some phone calls with me and knock some doors with me.
It was a dream come true, says Vitaly, or would have been if he hadn't been stuck dialing get-out-the-vote calls in a dank basement. And again, the problem, Vitaly's English. Better, but still shaky.
I just simply didn't understand what people were saying. Sir, can you please repeat it again? And they were like, okay, like, oh, like, I am sorry. What did you say? And they're like, dude, where are you from? That was like really, really bad.
Democracy is very different in USA from Kazakhstan. In America, women can vote, but horse cannot.
Vitaly says at first he felt like a Belarusian version of Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen's fictional film Idiot Hero from Kazakhstan. But then something surprising started to happen. While making his pitch to undecided American voters, Vitaly started telling them his own story. It wasn't smooth, but it was genuine. And it worked.
I grew up in a country where nobody asked us. Nobody asked me what president I would love to elect. Nobody even asked me, like, who I am. Like, nobody cared. And here you have, like, this democracy. You can, like, actively voice your opinion, and you can actively influence the decision-making. And this is actually amazing, and you guys don't understand what you have, so don't give me this like crap about you have no time. If you don't have time today, what about tomorrow? You're like, well, yeah, I have time tomorrow. So okay, then you have to come. You're like, well, I guess yes. You know,
this is the kind of authenticity grassroots campaigns are made of. Soon Vitaly was on his way, promoted out of the basement, and fast forward another election cycle onto the front line of yet another presidential bid.
Today, with your support and the support of millions of people throughout our country, we begin a political revolution.
That's right, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Vitaly worked as a campaign staffer, or did, until Sanders lost the Democratic nomination to party insider Hillary Clinton. Disappointing, but it taught Vitaly a hard lesson in politics.
The Bernie Sanders campaign, like, I was a little bit idealistic, and then I said, like, okay, if there is a ideal and perfect system on earth that is like democratic and set up to help real people, it has to be American system. But then later I realized that money plays a huge role in politics.
But by this point, Vitaly had become a skilled political operator with a sophisticated understanding of technology's role in grassroots politicking. That proved handy when in 2017 Moscow came calling. Russia's beleaguered opposition, hoping to gain seats in municipal races, tapped Vitaly to help build a creative tech-based campaign. Vitaly's solution, the Uberization of Russian politics. He and a team developed apps that allowed hundreds of opposition candidates to out-organize and beat pro-Kremlin parties in several key districts. And this brings us to the present, and maybe Vitaly's hardest assignment yet.
Почему мы не можем быть
Vitaly now serves as a key advisor to Russian socialite turned candidate Ksenia Sobchak. She's making a very long shot bid for the Russian presidency in next month's election. Sobchak's candidacy has been dogged by accusations she's a Kremlin-endorsed spoiler to generate voter interest in the election. President Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win outright, in part because Putin's fiercest critic, opposition leader Alexei Navalny, has been barred from the race, and so the Kremlin's real concern seems to be getting enough Russians to show up at the polls. Enter Sobchak. But Vitaly rejects the spoiler charges. He says the important thing is that Sobchak is using her campaign to publicly challenge the Kremlin on a host of issues, including Navalny's ban, that Russians otherwise would not hear about at all.
This election is a fake. So in this type of reality, you don't have much of a choice. Even though you understand you're going to lose, but you can try at least do something for the better future that's going to come not tomorrow, not after election day or whatever. It's going to come probably in 20, 30 years.
And if that idea sounds slightly reminiscent of a staple phrase that Vitaly's political hero often borrowed from his own idol.
You know, Dr. King once said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
Then maybe that's no surprise. In the arc of Russian politics, Vitaly admits he's a rare optimist. Now, is it the audacity of hope or utter delusion? Well, either way, thanks, Obama. For The World, Charles Maines, Moscow.